Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Dual weekly podcast, where we talk all things days of our lives, and sometimes sports, depending on the week and what's going on. And I let it play a little longer today because we did have a Stefano sighting. That was his theme song, of course, as we all know. Robert Wagner's song. So Andre got talked to Daddy on the wall, his portrait. So had a little talk with Daddy and Father, and so I played it for just a little bit longer for him. And this week we've got Marianne.
Hi everyone.
I think.
Yes. Yes, I'm
there's
here.
Pause. I was like, I hope you're on. I hope you got it.
I just got on. Yeah, I just made it in time.
And
I heard the music playing.
I hope I clicked the right button. Anyway.
Actually, I called in, and then my call dropped. So I don't know what happened. I think it was just, something weird.
Oh, that's weird.
So I hurried.
I
hurried and called in
that.
Again, and I heard the music playing. So.
Okay.
Yeah. But yes, I'm here.
So where can we find you on Twitter?
I'm at mama_hooch on
okay.
Twitter.
And the Diva is not here tonight, but you can find her at Diva of Dual on Twitter. And you can find me at Cozy Hooch, Anna. You can find me at Cozy Hooch on Twitter. And we also want to give a shout out to our friends Bob and Amy Hapka, who I don't know that they're on Twitter that much anymore, but they're usually on Facebook. But we'll give them a shout out at Amy Hapka and also some of our faves at Lauren Coslow, at Teo Penguin.
Who could they be?
And I don't know.
I don't
maybe
know.
Kate
and people
Andre,
don't know by
I don't
now.
Know.
Yeah.
And. Yeah. Let's see, and Kilt Trip USA for Ian Buchanan, who we still love even though he's on Bold and Beautiful now, and maybe Marianne can fill us in a little bit more on that this week again. Let's see. So I was trying to think of news-type stuff this week. There was a picture. Did you see the picture of the new Sierra?
I did.
Okay,
yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, so we'll see how she is, I guess.
I hope they bring feisty Sierra back because,
we need
some feisty.
Something.
We need the old feisty Sierra personality. Let's see. I was trying to think if there were any, there probably were, but I didn't make any notes. Were there any announcements or anything
Or any new people? No, other than the ones we know that are coming.
Okay.
I don't think.
Okay.
Unless,
or ones that we can say anyway.
Anybody, if she's there or not. But
okay, yeah, she's on. So let's see.
Yeah.
All right. So you can find us. Of course, you can find us on iTunes. Diva of Dual has their own page. It has our own page. And you can also find us on Facebook and on, I already told you about Twitter and the blog. So lots of ways to find us, but of course you can find us on Diva of Dual Blog Talk if you are listening to this now, or iTunes, I guess. And let's see, got a lot to talk about. I have to confess I didn't get as much of this week watched. I have to catch up later this weekend. But anyway, I saw some of it. I saw probably the most important parts.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, yes. I heard you talking about Stefano's theme, and and Andre talking to Daddy.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, let's see. So, where do we want to begin? Because I just caught bits and pieces of some of it this week so far, much to my chagrin, but because I actually am excited to be watching it these days. But
well, we can start with,
see,
you want to start with Kate and Andre?
Sure.
Kate and Andre
sure.
are not in their marital bliss is kind of going a little bit. So there's trouble in paradise, although
whatever,
I don't know if there was ever paradise.
Whatever little bit of marital bliss they ever had, I was going to say.
Ever had any marital bliss. They were being a little snarky and a little teasy with each other and a little, but now they're just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're getting to be like enemies.
Yeah.
Like,
enemies. Yeah.
Dark.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Kate's getting to be a little. Oh, she's going to be a little mean there. I don't know. We'll just have to wait because I don't know. And then there's old Andre. I'm thinking the old dark side might start coming out now because he's been scorned.
Oh,
you know what they say?
Yeah.
So, but
yes.
I think he's a little jealous, though.
He had seen that Roman and Kate had kissed at the pub. And he pretty much confronted her about it. You want to share that part?
Yeah.
If you want to,
He walked in and saw them, but he turned around and walked out. That's, you know, and I thought, what was he going to do? He didn't confront them there. He just, I'm going to just love them to go over and deck Roman again, just like John did. But we didn't see that. He just, that's not Andre's style. Andre's going to be, if he's going to get revenge, he's going to be sneaky about it. Yes. But he turned around and walked out and waited for Kate to come back in, and he comes in, and he just came right out and said,
well, he overheard. Well, he overheard her. We overheard her talking to infamous Mr.
Shin.
And of course,
throwing him under the bus
getting patted on the back and patting herself on the back and everything, you know, about some work stuff. Kind of further diminished. I'm sure Aunt Andre felt further diminished by that conversation. So that kind of, I think that kind of sent him over the edge.
He's getting
it.
Yeah, he's kind of getting. Yeah, he's kind of getting kicked in the business professional world, and then he's getting kicked in the personal world.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they say it's a business arrangement, I'm thinking there's more. I'm thinking. Feelings.
Yeah.
Andre's kind of having more feelings for her than I think Kate is for him at this point. I don't know. She's
at this point.
But and so he confronts her.
But
and
he wouldn't
kinda,
have said anything if it didn't bother him. He wouldn't have said anything. He wouldn't have said anything. You know?
Oh, and the way he was acting, wasn't he acting jealous? I'm like, oh, Andre's jealous.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, and then another thing, I think he's just been having enough. He's even said that he's had enough when he was talking to Stefano. But before that, he's saying to Kate, you know, he wants to be equals. He says, I'm your equal. I'm not beneath you. He says, I want to be co-CEO. Well, Kate's not having any of that. You know,
she's laughing.
He says, well, but I'm the important part of this. You know, because he's the Namira, you know, and then of course she always brings up that he needs her because they think he's insane or they think he's crazy. Because she always brings that up. Well, they think you're mentally deranged or whatever. So she keeps saying that, and they keep referring to that. So I'm thinking, is that like a foreshadowing? Is Andre just going to have enough and just kind of go nuts. But anyway, after all that, I don't know. He went over and he was talking to Daddy, which, and by the way, the outfit the suit he had on with the black, and it was like a black, a gold tie. Just
is that his?
I would say it was his. I am thinking almost every outfit that is on there is his own personal suits. And yes.
He looked
mighty. So he went over and was, he did look fine. Yes. But he was over talking to Stefano, which I really liked. I thought that was very impressive, you know, the big son. And he's, you know, saying that, you know, he's had enough and whatever. So I'm thinking, I don't know what he's planning something. I don't know. whether he's going to get revenge or what. But it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. And I know there are spoilers out there, and it's coming up, that he's going to go see Marlena, but as Hattie. I mean, it's going to be Hattie, but he's thinking he's going to Marlena for advice and for therapy, I guess.
And
but
Hattie,
it's really Hattie.
He had his thing with. Oh, my gosh.
And Addie, so we're finally,
and that's
and
who
if
he
you
had
remember
his fling with, right?
Before. Right. And, well, yeah, had a fling, and he's the one that double crossed her. And she ended up in jail.
Elfie.
So she wants, yeah, Elfie, she wants to get part of her other plan, too, is to get revenge on him for what, you know, what he did to her. So, but if you remember back, a while ago, we thought we were. I think they had cut scenes that they were supposed to have had, and they've never had scenes together. So this is coming up, I think, on Tuesday, where he goes and tells about Kate. So I don't know where they're going with this, with the whole Kate Andre. If they're going to do a triangle with that or not, it's going to be interesting. You know, with Roman. Or are they going to, I don't know, or if he's going to strike back. But then I don't know, you got Chad coming back after 6 months, because technically, but is Kate, you know, is Kate and Andre going to give that up, give it back to Chad? I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But Kate and Andre are just fun to watch. Oh, and he said the one line was so funny. Chad comes in and Chad came in and he knew there was tension, you know. And he said, is he acting a little weird, weirder than usual? You know, Kate said, oh, he's always acted weird. He says, yeah, but he's acting weirder than usual. And then Andre says, well, I think I'm going to go catch a movie. He says, I think I might watch Roman Holiday.
Roman Holiday.
Holiday. I'm there. Oh, my God.
That was great.
It's a great line. And it's just a great line. And they both always have great lines. It's just all in the delivery and the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're just fun to watch. And even Billy Flynn, when he's in with those two. I mean, that whole dynamic is so good. And I hope I've to hear nothing but praise for Kate and Andre. Everybody just loves them together.
Mm-hmm.
I just love them together. So
I know.
I don't know where this is going.
I love the
Demira
family.
I love that there's
the Demira family again.
Yes. So we'll have to see where it goes. But anyway, those were fun scenes with Kate. And I know, I don't know if you've seen it, but Kate, that day, she had scenes with Andre. Then she had scenes with Chad talking about
Luke.
Gabby. Then she had scenes with Lucas. If you want to talk, if you saw
Lucas.
Those were really good scenes with Lucas.
Oh,
he got into it with his mother again,
as usual.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
You know, Lucas is going all over town drinking, and he's an alcoholic, so that makes it kind of bad. And drinking and being so sad because of Adrian, aka Bonnie, dumping him, and so he decides to go to his mom's house. And, you just have to watch it. It was so entertaining and sad and everything. But, like, he comes in, and anybody who's watched the show for a while knows that they have quite the history as mother and son. And she's basically, like, as soon as he says what happens, she's like, oh, my gosh, are you drunk? And he's like, drunk as a skunk, you know. And then she's like, oh, my gosh, what are you doing? And he's like, well, you know, he tells her that Adrian dumped him, and she goes right into the, well, I told you so.
Told you so.
Anything you don't do to somebody you love right when they're going through all that pain. I told you so. I knew she was going to do that. I mean, she's my friend and all, and I'm glad they at least threw that in because she was there for Adrian during her cancer and all that. I mean, she's my friend and all, but I just knew she was going to hurt you in the end. Anybody who takes that long to decide between when she's about to marry you and then her ex-husband shows up and everything, anybody who takes that long to figure it out, you know, I just knew it wasn't going to end well. And he's like, you know, basically like, well, thanks so much. I'm so glad I came over to get some comfort from my mother. You know, he's like, you know, he just basically they got into a big fight, and of course she was pretty stern with him. She's like, well, if you don't stop drinking, if you don't get back on the wagon, I'm gonna fire you from Countess Wilhelmina. And he's like, you know, then he gets mad, and she's like, it's called tough love. You know, he blasts her, and she says, it's called tough love. And
he says,
like,
that's the only kind
that
you
way.
Know.
You
boy. And that's the only kind you know. And he turned around and walked out. Yeah, and he's kind of blaming her for everything. Oh, it's all your fault. He says, I can see that. I can see that disappointment in your eyes. And he's screaming at her. Up there.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Like, I'm disappointed, you aren't I. He goes, I'm disappointing
you again. Yeah, I can see it in your eye. Yeah. Yeah.
Their scenes are always so good. I mean, they always knock it all apart.
They were good. Very good.
Yeah, and then
so Kate had some complications this
yeah,
she's having a bad day.
It was a rough week for Kate.
I did everybody yelling at her.
Well, to go backwards
Chad.
A little bit, mm-hmm. Chad comes in because he's wanting to, when he noticed that Andre and Kate were having some issues, he was coming in to tell them, quote unquote, great news that he was had proposed to Abby and they're getting married again and all. And of course, you know, Andre right away gives him that brotherly hug and he's just
and
of course Kate's pissed. Kate's really pissed because she was team Gabby and Andre was team Abigail. So, you know, she's like, oh, so you basically just dumped Abby? I mean, Gabby, like, you know, and she was kind of trying to defend her and kind of stick up for her. And he's like, we talked about it. She understands. She's actually, you know, I guess after Andre left to go watch Roman Holiday. that was a great line. And the way he delivered it, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So Chad's like, well, you know, I love her. And she's like, well, what about Gabby? You loved her too. You know, Gabby just loves you. And what's going to happen to her? And he said, well, actually, she broke up with me when she realized, you know, basically where my heart really was. And Kate's trying to basically say, you're too good for, you know, what did she say? Something like, oh, you're too good for Abigail or something like that. I mean, she basically just doesn't think that. She just doesn't like Abigail. She just wants her with Gabby because she has a close relationship with Gabby for a lot of reasons, historically. Mm-hmm. And she kind of roots for the underdog, I think, in that situation because,
I think Gabby's too goody-goody for her.
And
Gabby's tougher
and Abigail's
like, more like her.
Kind of like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, exactly.
Gabby's more like her. Personality-wise.
When she said, well, is she really what you want? I mean, they hug. I think they hug too. Like, and she's kind of motherly towards him. You know,
she really
had that relationship
Chad.
With him.
The other two just
she
turned
said something
around and
like,
left.
Hun.
Chad.
She said, sweetie or hun or something. It was really cute.
It ended good.
Sweetie,
with
if you're happy, then you know, yeah.
Yeah.
So she gave him a hug and, you know, congratulated him and whatever and says that's what you really want. But, you know, Kate doesn't give up easily. She'll be probably still stoking the fire somewhere with Gabby.
Oh, I'm sure.
But but anyway, so – and that's when Lucas came in. She was on another business call and he walked in. But so anyway, I don't know if you want to take the next thing. I didn't see any of the – Joey says, you know, goes off to prison scene. So I don't know if you want to talk about that.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, that's Joey's. Joey decided finally to turn himself in, and there's some good scenes with Kayla and Steve telling them goodbye. And I guess from what the gist of it I got is Steve kind of got him a lighter place, a sentence or a easier place. You know what I mean? Where he's it's kind of cut some kind of a deal, I think, is what it sounds like. So who knows how long he's going to be.
Maybe
he's good. Yeah, because they really they're not having a trial. You know, he's just pleading guilty,
right.
And they're just, whatever they gave him.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's telling his mother goodbye. And
wonder if they'll recast.
That's what I'm wondering.
I bet they will.
That's what I'm thinking where they're going with this, because I'm thinking they're not going to keep. But of course, Steve has his one son, but they're gonna want somehow to have Joey back.
Mm-hmm.
But So that was basically, that was, I guess, and he was telling Roman goodbye and everything. That was kind of what was, with nothing much.
That's sad, though.
Really. Yeah, I can't think of anything different with that. So I guess he's done then. And then Trip, you know, him and Trip. And Trip was talking to Claire.
And Theo got jealous or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're going towards that Claire and Trip, you know, pairing. I don't know. So guess we'll have to see. So what else? Oh, then we had the whole thing about, we were kind of, last week we didn't know how that was, whole thing was going with Abe. Well, it kind of, because it's the way Rafe and Hope were acting.
How
kind
we
of
were
weird.
Thinking maybe it was Rain
because
he was
and
the
it
one
was
trying to pressure people into telling him.
He was getting on Lonnie, and we kind of did find out this week that Abe is kind of in on it. They're trying to like make a put up this sting and get him to like trip up or something, you know. That's why they're, I guess, by arresting Abe, they're thinking that he's going to make some mistake now that he thinks that he's in the clear, you know, that they've gotten Abe and maybe he's going to make that stick or
this.
I don't know.
Okay,
that's what they're trying to do.
Here's my problem with this, though. Wouldn't Reigns know, like when Eli said, well, we found the marked dollars and all that stuff. I mean, Commissioner Reigns, if Commissioner Reigns is the guy, he knows that Abe's not in on it. So, how would this be effective? I don't understand. I can get it if it was just some other criminal they were trying to get, but they're trying to get their boss. And since he knows who he was in cahoots with, I mean, if Reigns really was guilty, he knows he's the one that was in with Dario. So wouldn't he be like, why are you arresting Abe? Unless somehow maybe Abe got into it with him or something, like faking it out, you know?
Yeah,
or
they just think
if Reigns is really the guy, why wouldn't he be suspicious of, why are they arresting Abe when Abe has no involvement in this? You know, if Reigns was
I don't know,
like,
just because he had counterfeit bills too, doesn't make sense. Anybody can pick up a counterfeit bill.
I guess unless they make it that Dario ensnared Abe and Reigns into it, maybe he's thinking, wow, he got ensnared in it too or something. Because otherwise, because it's possible that Commissioner Reigns wouldn't know that Abe was involved, you know, if he were really involved.
Right.
It's possible that Dario could have kept that from him and done his own deal with Abe. So I guess that's the only angle that would make sense, because otherwise Reigns would be like, where are you?
And maybe Reigns will finally come to
Abe
and say something, or Abe will say something to Reigns. You know, Dario.
You didn't know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That could be.
Okay. Maybe
there could be more to come.
Okay.
I don't know, but
that
we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
But
that
we know that
they
have some kind of plan to trip up Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then of course Theo is all upset, you know, because here's his dad telling him to go with the Damiras, and he still thinks that he's, thinks that he's guilty at this point. So, so we had that revealed, and then was last week. Yeah, Nicole remembered that she killed Deimos.
Did she really?
So she
did tell she really, or is she thinking she did?
No, she actually had the flashback, and it showed her stabbing. Well, what they were doing, taunting her about Holly, and somehow I don't know if did she kind of pointed a knife at him or something, and he tried to grab it from her, and they were struggling, and she did, the knife went in him. So it's more or less, she's having the memory, and she told
like
Brady.
Accident, but
she told Brady, and he told her, well, you're not supposed to tell anybody, you know, don't tell Eric or anything. I can't remember. I think she told Eric. I don't know if this. I'm thinking that she did.
I don't know.
But
did she?
I don't know. Maybe she didn't. I think she was going to. Oh, I know Eric wrote her a love letter and was going to tell her about, that he was still in love with her, but he never got to tell her that. And then just by chance, Brady, he didn't tell Victor. Victor just figured it out by what Brady was saying. So I don't know what Victor knows this, what's going to happen with Nicole. And now I don't know if this is the whole going to come out that this is how Nicole leaves or whatever. So that's what was going on
there. Well, because Nicole should still be on for several more months, right? I mean,
she should be, yeah.
Wasn't her last air date not for a while? So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking she's still on for a while. I don't know. It gets so confusing when they're so far ahead in 6 months and what's going to happen. So that's kind of what's going on there. And then,
let me ask you this. Because Brady looked like when they would hug, Brady would look kind of like weird, like he had something up his sleeve. But do you think is he still planning on blaming Eric for it or something? Because Nicole wouldn't go for that.
No,
he isn't.
He trusting Nicole? Well, he has the amulet or whatever,
like,
and he hid it.
Like, okay. Oh, okay.
That he's going to.
I don't know.
No,
he hid it in a drawer.
He hid it in a drawer, like somebody's going to find it, of course.
Like, what? I was going to say, duh.
Yeah, so no, he's
like
not.
Anybody could come in and find
it. And he believes Nicole. He believes Nicole that they didn't have an affair. He knows that he was a jerk and he got that all messed up.
She and Eric didn't.
But he still had, he took another drink because of all this stress and the pressure and knowing this about Nicole and worrying about her. Because he said, you know, even if it was an accident or whatever like that, he says still with her, you know, it still could prevent her from getting Holly back, you know, if she has to try and all that, whatever. So that's kind
of
where we're.
She doesn't have the best track record as it is.
No, she doesn't, no. So, and then we had the whole thing with Lucas coming back. You know, Lucas is drunk and he's going around seeing everybody, you know, running into different people.
Yeah.
And he comes back to Adrian's room, but it's really Hattie. Bonnie. And he comes in and he's drunk and he's, oh, I can't live without you. And he finds that book, her study book. He's her, look, you still have pictures of me. And she's figuring, what the heck? So they go to
she's
bed
so
together.
Horny.
Yes. And he says,
who can blame
her,
really?
Wait a minute. Wait, there's something different. You're not Adrian or something. Oh, it was funny, you know.
But
how they refer to
his
body.
Does he remember the next day or is he so drunk
Anyway, she's all of a sudden they're in there and here and Angelica and Hattie come looking for her. She's knocking on the door, and she comes. She's, this isn't a good time now. Well, they come in, and there's Lucas passed out cold on the bed. And Angelica's giving her heck. Why did you do this? You're making our plans. You know, you're screwing everything up. And she says, and of course, before this, Hattie messed up because John followed Hattie to the sanitarium where Marlena is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but of course, she had that plan. He got knocked out and got thrown in with Marlena. So now she took care of the John problem because now he's in a straitjacket and he's in with Marlena. So she's upset with Hattie because she's messing things up. So then Bonnie and her struggling and fighting over this book, and all of a sudden Angelica drops dead. A heart attack or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
So now we don't know what is going to happen. And what it was Hattie, they had had enough of her being bossy. And she's there. You told me that Mr. Roman would like me as Marlena. Well, he doesn't want Marlena. But you know what? He might want me. You know, he might want Hattie. I might just, because when he used to come into the diner and we used to talk, and she says, he might just want me for me. You know, and same with Bonnie, you know. So I'm thinking here, well, wait a minute. We could have Adrian and Bonnie. We could have Hattie and Marlena. We could put Hattie with Roman. And we could put Bonnie and Lucas, Adrian and Justin and John and Marlena. So there you go. And you can keep Bonnie. I think that would be interesting, don't you? Bonnie and Lucas, Hattie and Roman. So I think I don't know if that's where they're going, but that's a possibility.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, I don't think Bonnie
don't know.
And Lucas, though, no.
No, not Bonnie
no,
and Lucas?
I don't like that idea,
no.
But...
No?
No, no.
So, I don't know.
Adrian and Lucas, yes, but I don't
know. Adrian
unless
and Lucas,
they're just
yeah.
going to scrap that whole thing otherwise, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where
so,
they're going.
So Lucas and Bonnie sleep together, and he's like, something's wrong here, but he passes out, so he's not going to remember? Is that the deal?
Yeah, well, he was so drunk anyway, it didn't matter. And she, you know, she convinced him,
oh,
you know. Yeah. Now, I think he would have realized.
Funny.
And, of course, he's not going to he's going to be passed out drunk. I don't think he's going to remember anything, probably,
mm-hmm.
when he wakes up. They're not going to
remember.
Right,
of course.
So,
how convenient.
Yeah. So, yeah. And so John and Marlena are in that sanitation, and they're trying to figure out who it was, you know, that did it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they brought up Alex North. Do you remember Alex North?
Oh,
because he was obsessed
uh-huh.
with Marlena.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that was
mm-hmm.
Wayne Northrup, who played a completely different character, but he used to play
mm-hmm.
Roman. He played
mm-hmm.
the real Roman, put it that way. So I always say the real Roman.
exactly.
I'm sorry, but Josh is still Chris, you know, Chris Krasnicek. But, yeah.
Oh.
So they're trying to – and who else did they figure it could be? I thought they were going to say – I'm thinking they're going to think it's Andre. But they haven't come to that conclusion yet. But I'm thinking.
Wait, but Marlena, knows it's Hattie, though, right? Doesn't know who's behind it.
She knows
it,
it's Hattie,
what?
But she says she feels there's somebody else other than Hattie. She thinks Hattie's
oh, okay.
taking orders from
yeah.
someone. The way, yeah, that's where,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Oh,
mm-hmm.
she knows it's Hattie. They know it's Hattie that did it, but they
yeah.
think
okay.
that Hattie has taken orders from someone. So.
But John and Marlena are in the same. Padded room, padded cell?
Well, he was trying to get her out of the straitjacket, and the
yeah.
guards come in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They took him away, but he's in the next cell, and they're talking through a heat vent or a
uh-huh.
ventilator.
Okay.
Like, yes. yeah.
okay.
Heat, or a vent thing there. Yes. He's in a straitjacket in the cell next to her. So they're talking back and forth. So It was
oh,
the old John Lane,
I
think. Oh, I knew you would come. You know, I knew you would come.
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Hey, let's Jen's in there. Let me bring Jen on here.
All right. Well, maybe she'll remember some things I
hey,
can't
Jen.
Remember.
Hey.
Hello,
hi.
Jen. Hey there.
Hey, how's it
Twitter
going?
Your handle?
Oh,
good,
yeah.
Good.
JDK.
What were the last three again?
JDK.
Huh? JDK, okay. So Rex JDK. So that's where we can find Jen on Twitter. And so what are your thoughts? What are they going to do with a jelly croaking like that? I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Did you, I know you guys did not really watch One Life to Live, but did you hear the reference to it this week?
No. On Dave?
Dissociative disorder.
What was that?
That was big
what?
Thing on One Life to Live, and I think it was either Bonnie or Hattie said, or Angelica was saying, "What's this dissociative disorder?" And I'm wondering.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Oh okay.
Yeah, with the mention of Alex Firth, I'm wondering if they're maybe in talks with Northrop to come back.
Right.
Well,
oh,
see, that's what
that
I was
cool.
thinking, too, when they said about Alex North. I'm there, is Wayne Northrup coming back?
Yeah.
As that character, or I don't know. Yeah.
No, what I'm thinking is maybe the real Roman somehow thought he was Alex North or something. Because the idea is dissociative disorder, split personality.
Right.
And maybe.
Yeah, but how would that explain Roman, the current Roman, thinking he's Roman?
Maybe Chris is thinking he's Roman.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, they couldn't
would
do it that way. They would, yeah.
That is classic Ron Carvati.
Oh, okay. He's known for that crazy stuff, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I heard a rumor. I'm hoping this one's not true, that Theo's been let go.
I'd heard that too.
I hope not.
Oh, I
hope not.
Either,
because he's the best one of all of them.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Of all the young folks, yeah, I really like him.
Is it something that he tweeted? I forget what how I heard it.
Yeah, it was like a picture of the new Sierra.
Mhm. Hmm.
Wait, what? Yeah.
I don't
so
know.
What
I hope it's
see?
Not true.
Well, I saw in the message board there was like he said today's my last day filming or something.
Oh my gosh.
It was on so.
No.
Yeah. But I haven't heard anything other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's wrong.
Or that if he's going to be gone, it will come back. Yeah.
Oh, that
so there's
so
not many
bad.
Young people.
Them.
The only ones left is Claire, and then Sierra comes back. So there's no guy. I mean, there's we lost Joey, and then you'd lose. Well, Tripp's still there.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I like Tripp. I don't know. I like him.
Yeah.
I think he's cute. I'm good.
And Tripp isn't related to Sierra or Claire, so is that another little triangle thing there?
That's true.
So,
yeah.
Oh, and the rumor is Tyler Christopher, he's going to be playing a person not like previously on Days.
Yeah, I saw
Say
Ron.
Say that again?
Ron said that's a whole new character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because
so
a lot of people thought
be,
he was
going to
be
Nicholas
Alamy.
Yeah.
Ron said it's just a whole new, he created a whole new character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So it should be interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And do you think he's going to try and blackmail Nicole?
Who? Victor?
Who?
No, Brady.
No. Oh,
Victor.
Brady.
Oh,
yeah, see. Victor said did he blackmail Nicole.
Hmm. But Brady wouldn't do that.
I don't know.
Brady?
I just thought Brady was acting kind of strange.
Yeah.
I
think
he was.
What he's going to do.
Hmm.
I'm kind of wondering if they're turning him back into Gray Brady.
Is
yeah.
he getting dark, too? Yeah, does he get the curiosity
mm-hmm.
coming out of him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gray Brady. I don't know.
Interesting.
Let's see.
What else
should
we...
So, well, you know what? In a way, I'm glad. I'm glad to see that they're not dragging out the doppelganger. I mean, even if they get a lot more mileage on the doppelganger thing still. At
mm-hmm.
least it's not that it's a secret still per se on some level. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad that they, I mean, because the audience is only going to go with that for so long. But I think sometimes it gets frustrating when they carry something way too long, way past its expiration date or whatever. So I think it's good because now at least we know, okay, John and Marlena know they're together and they're working together to solve this mystery, so the Jarlena fans are going to be happy. And but yet it's still in operation right now. It's still going on. They're held captive, you know, at this hospital, and, you know, their doppelgangers are still out there creating problems for them. But at least
Adrian's
the Jarlena fans
jail.
Now know.
Yeah,
Adrian's in jail. That's that's got to get resolved.
We haven't seen her
but,
for
I mean,
a while, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. When she called Sonny Jackson and then asked about his football player,
yeah.
you know, the football player. Football player.
A football, but yeah.
Oh.
And then she called Steve Patch.
And poor
he said,
Justin.
You haven't called me Patch in a long time. Yeah,
yep.
She always called him Steve, yeah.
And that's her brother. Yeah, that's right. That's her
yeah.
brother.
Yeah.
Oh,
then
my
he called
gosh.
Jackson. Yeah.
But you notice though, you can see that the history, you know, that they're really honored. I love how they're weaving the history though, you know? So, I mean, a lot of layers of stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And actually, Bonnie's developing a conscience when Lucas is concerned, at least.
Oh, yeah. Bonnie is kind of being kind of like an Adrian in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But, she feels sorry for Lucas, and she really wants to – either that or she's falling for him, too.
Yeah.
I think it's
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
But I'm not sad to see Angelica go.
No.
Bye bye.
No. I wonder if they did that. I wonder if they did that prematurely. Do you think they did that prematurely? Or do you think they, I mean, in terms of this, when they, how long they intended to keep the character going, or do you think they planned that all along?
I don't know if they planned it all along. I don't know if that was part of Ron.
That was like a new writer. That was a new writer thing of, okay, we've got to, you know.
Yeah.
Because what are they going to do now? She was funding the operation. So.
Yeah, so it's interesting to see what Hattie and Bonnie are going to do now.
Mm-hmm. I can hardly wait to see Hattie and Andre in a therapy session.
with Hattie.
So
oh, my God. And Deidre and Tay will be so
before.
Good together. Yeah, they're going to just be so good together. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Hattie, can we work at the pub?
Yeah. She could work at the pub with Mr. Roman.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah. Yeah, I think those scenes with Hattie and Andre are coming up on Tuesday, I think. That's what I understand.
Hey, I think we've got one more person we'll bring in here. I think it might be Bobby, but I'm not 100% sure. Let's see.
Yeah, I think he said he was going to call. I think
Hello?
I don't remember.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Is this Bobby?
Hey, guys.
Hey, I was thinking about you the other day.
Hi.
Wondering where the heck you've been. Have you been causing trouble somewhere?
No. I'm not anything like anybody on dates. It's just good with what happened.
I was going to say, did you just sign us to your doppelganger and he forgot to call?
No, I didn't. Anyways, I just wanted to say, just haven't had that much time, because every time I would try to tune in, especially with what's been happening since I'm so close to Virginia and we've had this similar situation like this, we would get breaking in with either protests on our local channel or Trump talking about the situation in Virginia and with the other situation with North Korea. Yeah. So I have had less time, because every time I wanted to get a good one, I would try to find a good day. They didn't have it, because last Friday I wanted to watch it. It ended up being that we had had the protests going on in the Durham area that interrupted the whole day. But I do want to just say a few things. First of all, let me start by saying the Emmy people better look at Brian Bettelheim quickly and award him an Emmy for his performance Wednesday.
Oh my God, you are right.
Yeah.
Because like I said on Facebook to you, Marianne, and I will repeat this, I said, normally when I look at somebody that acted like what Lucas was on Wednesday, I would think two things. Was he drunk or on drugs? I was going to either question or jokingly make fun of a serious issue like that, because I could tell somebody had been drinking. I mean, I never had that experience, because I don't drink or anything like that. So,
yeah, so he played it well. He did.
And if he doesn't get nominated for Emmy, it's going to be just trouble right there. Secondly, if Dave wants to just keep if Dave wants to make things interesting, why don't they just not only bring back two full-time contracts, just ask Brian to tell a full-time contract, but what about Judy Evans now that she's playing two different roles? Put her on full time.
Yeah, well, she's on a lot now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And like I said a few weeks ago, I hope Ron is not going to do the same thing with these dueling roles that he did with Bree Williamson and I'm forgetting her name, but Erica on One Life to Live, and what he did. And what Kelly Monaco went through during her early times on General Hospital, not on Poor Charles, but on General Hospital, playing in somebody based on what her real life experience on Dancing with the Stars was and something else. Because I hope that they're not going to just do that type of thing when Irene Davidson comes. Because I'm a little bit concerned that we're seeing similar things to what we saw One Life to Live with these dueling roles.
Oh, no. We don't know who. Do we know who Irene Davidson is going to be yet? We don't know if it's Kristen or Susan.
Well, that's the point. That's the point. I just don't know if she's going to play more than one person. And also, I need some help on this because Carly on Daytime at the Dark and I was I wouldn't say arguing, but we went over 5 minutes of a little bit of a brief squabble when I brought up, I hope they're not going to pair Claire with Tripp. And I just want to know, I need some help. Are they related or anything like that? Because it seems
that they wouldn't be related because Claire's related on Kayla's side, Steve's.
Right, right. Because I just didn't know if maybe there was any confusion because I just don't want to see a similar situation with Claire and Tripp that we saw in Guiding Light. But I'm more important after what we saw, what Tripp did to Kayla. I'm worried that Claire could end up the same way Sierra was 2 years ago with Chase. I just hope they're not going to go down that road.
Nah, I don't think so. I hope not.
Yeah, and I'm just sure that they're probably looking at what happens there. But I don't know because like you said earlier, if it is true that Kyler's leaving the show, then one, we're going to find to play Theo again, and two, would it make perfectly sense to just age Tate, Thomas, and Ariana and Parker to teens? And would it make perfectly good sense to also, if Holly goes back to Chloe, age her to a teen like we had with the dream sequence earlier last month? Because last month I was saying I just hope the dream sequence doesn't turn into a nightmare, judging from what we've seen in the past few years with the current teen set on Days. But now I'm thinking that'd be the only way we can keep a younger set going for that show if we just age the babies.
Yeah, they will sooner or later, I guess.
I mean, in the next few months, especially if we lose Theo and they happen to put, let's say, Lindsay Hartley back on Days, this time as Sierra. Because it would make perfectly
Lindsay Hartley isn't going to be Sierra, some actress we've not seen before.
I mean, that would make perfectly good sense in my opinion.
I saw a picture of her, but Sierra, I mean, Lindsay Hartley is like 35 or something, isn't she? Or 40 or something. There's a new girl.
You can't get her daughter unless they age Ariana to a teen. You can't get her daughter, Lindsay Hartley's daughter, to be on, since that's technically just in the family because you got her dad on This Is Us, and you got her stepmom, who is a soap veteran, about to marry Justin, and, of course, you got her mom that's doing Lifetime and Hallmark Channel movies and stuff like that.
Well, I saw a picture of the girl that's been cast, and I don't know what her name is, but there's a girl that's definitely been cast as the new Sierra.
It's not the same one that was Teen Holly just a month ago in the cold stream. Cause
I have no idea.
I would think that she would not be the same one because of the fact that she was a little bit too younger, unless they bring her back and they all of a sudden soar Ariana to a teen. That's the only way that I can just put that girl that was Holly in Nicole's dream a month ago to be back on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
hey, we've got Marianne just got it set for 60 minutes, so it's going to go off in a little bit here. So, Bobby, what would you say? Are you enjoying overall? Because we haven't really talked with you much since the new writing started. Are you of what you've seen of the show so far? Are you enjoying the changes? or do you notice a change? What do you think?
Well, I'm enjoying what Ron has brought to the table, because there have been a few days that I've seen that I just look at comparisons to past characters. Like, I've seen Abigail, for example, that she reminds me a little bit of what Melissa Archer was when she was Natalie on One Life to Live, and what we have seen of Rebecca Hurst as on General Hospital as Liz in the last few years. And that's the type of person I would think I would put Marcy Miller right there in the category. But at the same time, I would put, because the other day when I was watching the Claire and Tripp scene, I just thought to myself that Claire does have that resemblance to Star and the current actress that is Kiki on One Life to Live. I'm not One Life to Live, General Hospital, because I see some comparison and in that, being that they're all the same age and stuff like that. But I think the writings have done pretty good.
But you generally do you generally think it's a noticeable improvement and that kind of thing?
Well, the what I see is when Ron came over to General Hospital, he saved that show from ending up having ABC have nothing but talk shows on all day long. And so he literally saved the ABC daytime lineup as far as putting General Hospital as the only soap there. And so this literally could be the same thing here with Days. And unless ABC and NBC decided to get some more daytime drama decided to work with their sister network, Bravo, or USA Network, and produce daytime drama, because I wouldn't mind having to get rid of a Law & Order SVU marathon on the USA Network for a show produced by NBC Universal, or if push comes to sudden, move Days over to the USA Network.
Okay, I think we're getting a little off the path here. So I don't know.
But I really enjoyed the writing.
It's a good point. Yeah, I'm glad, and I definitely noticed a difference. And Jen, do you have any? Because we're kind of getting close to having the thing go off automatically, and I don't want it to go off mid sentence. Jen, any final thoughts about this week or about the writing or anything that you've noticed or that we didn't talk about already? Or
what do you think of the Abe storyline? Do you really think it's Reigns who's the bad guy?
I don't know. I'm thinking if
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't see him running Abigail anymore.
Yeah, well, I don't think it would be him. I think it would be somebody else, a henchman of some sort, you know.
Yeah.
But
Very quickly, I just wanted to say, and I forgot to mention this, that I'm just very happy being I was more Team Abigail and Chad the whole time, that they're back together and getting married.
I'm glad that you're happy about that.
I'm also happy for Paul and Sonny. But the thing is, with Will coming back, and we don't know if this is going to be as a ghost or a real person, how will he play in, especially if he's a real person? That's the only question. How will he play in? Because right now you're looking at a possible double wedding here.
Yeah.
Or something of that sort of nature.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I do want to say one more thing. I got a chance to watch Jen Lilly's movie last week on the Hallmark Channel because I was going to call in until I realized that it was on the same night, so I couldn't call in. But it was a good film. And I think Jen has done pretty well.
Oh, good.
But anyways, I'll just let you go before I get cut off automatically. And I do want to say I won't be a stranger, and I'll come back soon
as soon as I've been busy
on Saturday nights.
I haven't had time glad to hear.
Because of breaking news.
I totally get it. All righty, well, take care, and we're glad you called. And
all right,
Jen,
you
did you have
care.
Anything else that you – Okay. All righty. Bye-bye.
Nope. I think we hit everything.
Jen, what were you saying? Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, okay. Marianne, did you have anything?
No, I think we hit everything, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
Well, I'm enjoying
it. See, I'm looking so forward to next week now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for calling in, and have a great week.
You too.
By the way, okay. All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.